When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue, now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcoming you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world. And decided now the best way to pull up the stream is go to the KKNW1150.com website, click on listen in the upper left-hand corner, and then listen online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And you can find us on Facebook these days. A lot of, you know, great stuff there. Some really cute videos of animals this last couple weeks. Really cute. They call them belly dancing wiggle butts. Dogs that are so cute, wiggling their little fannies when their owner's getting home, and they have these little belly dancer scarves on their rear ends. And so they're just the cutest darn things when you see them. And there's a cute little gecko chasing bubbles in the air that the owner's blowing around. And there's just some really, really cute stuff. So you go to Facebook and search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. You will find all that good stuff there. And getting close to Thanksgiving already. Holy moly, it's November. And good news is that Animal World's production engineer is in the studio keeping everything working wonderfully. And that, of course, Nathan Miller. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, Martha. And yes, Thanksgiving is just a couple weeks away. And I'm considering, you know, having my own Thanksgiving officially for the first time ever. In my own place, hosting my own Thanksgiving party.
Well, okay, because last week, let's see, before we launch on that, is the third Sunday of November and the third Sunday of the month when we're on our appropriate schedule, which we are this month, means it's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, and talk with your human or animal loved ones on this side or the other, personal awareness coaching, astrology, feng shui, general psychic stuff, and, you know, she just covers the bases. That, of course, would be Natasha Venter. Good morning, Natasha.
Good morning, and welcome all. Thank you. Thank you for being here and having me be here.
All right. Thank you for being here. Natasha just zoomed in a moment ago, and her room was all dark. She hadn't even, you know, turned the lights on yet, but...
I'm here like, now. The lights are on.
The light is on. So.
Metaphorically and for real.
We would love it if you guys have questions for either one of us, or would like to have Tasha look at something past, present, or future, or talk with your animals, or, you know, whatever's going on. We'll have open phone lines today. And phone lines take priority, but we probably, you know, won't get done with setup stuff, you know, until the bottom of the hour or so. But, you know, if you got to get on to something else, you can always call Nathan and let him know that you need to chat with us. Local number 425-373-5527. So anyway, you two, the first thing that I'm thinking about, which is usually what we start the show for, is the weather stuff. And I think it's nicer than I expected to be because, you know, I watched the weather last night. It had all kinds of stormy, you know, rain and stuff today. But it's been dry so far up here. And now I'm starting to say, oh, gosh, I think it must be starting to rain because I see drips. So it must be starting to rain up here. So what, Nathan, what have we got a rainy, stormy day coming today?
Well, we do actually, and it looks like all that rain you're talking about that maybe you're not seeing is more coastal, is where it's kind of hanging out around right now. I do see that there is a coastal flood advisory going on that's going to affect parts of like western Whatcom County, the southwest interior, Skagit County and Everett, basically everything that's along the Puget Sound and maybe along the peninsula as well. So those areas are going to see a lot of rain, but here it's definitely going to be coming though. Don't think that we're going to be dry. It is quite wet coming up this week, and I don't really see any day that doesn't mention just straight up rain. So we're in for a big wet week ahead of us.
Welcome to November.
The Pacific North wet.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. I don't know that I've ever heard anybody say that.
I've said it before on the show.
Have you?
I have.
I must have been tuned out. Pacific North wet. Huh. Well, that's a first for me. No, that's been true up here. And the timing hasn't been good. I pulled up my weather radar on my phone just to take a look. And we got a lot of rain coming up here a little later this afternoon. But right now it says it's not raining over me. So the dripping I'm seeing must just be leftover water from the roof and the gutter, because it's, you know, dripping off the edge of the gutter, so it must be leftover.
And so I'm just pulling up my radar too, but you can see out our window here on the north side of Seattle, you get sunny skies. Drive to the other side of the Seattle and it looks like it is dark and rainy.
Yeah, all right.
Although the radar is not showing any rain above Seattle right now, it definitely looks like it's coming in. Lots of blobs on the way in the radar that show for rain.
So anyway, Natasha, I need the universe and the weather to be a little more accommodating for me.
I agree.
Well, because you know, I have trees, big trees, and you know, I'm always talking about I'm blowing and blowing and blowing at this time of year, and I kept up with it so well, and I did so many blows this year, but I had one more big blow to do. And that would be any time now, but it should have happened before now, like, you know, a couple weeks ago. But darn, if the timing just every time there was a decent dry day that I could blow and I wanted to get one more mow in, I'm working, or, you know, I'm not here. Mm-hmm. I'm in the city. And last week, I remember Thursday and Friday were really nice days and the sun came out. But was I here and could I blow? No. I was working or, you know, down in the city. And anyway, so my place is kind of a mess, you know, with leaves everywhere. And now on the driveway, you know, they've been there long enough. And we're talking, you know, Jagmongo maple leaves and stuff. But they've been there so long, they're like glued to the driveway now. You know, it's like,
and they just got to decompose and be ripped up by the tires.
Well, you know, but I'm just so used to, you know, keeping everything blown so that my, you know, my patios and my walkways and my driveway is always clear, you know, and it's off the grass and all of that. Well, it's not now. And so, you know, there's that little part of me that that feels guilty because I haven't been able to keep up with the men. Anyway, I figure, so all right, how about let's tune in your psychic antennas, Natasha. Is the weather going to cooperate timing wise so I'll have a little window of any dryness to blow anytime soon?
It's going to be a wet one. It's going to be a wet one coming in, and it's almost going to be like we're going to have moments where it's like big, you know, big stories, and then there's going to be nothing, and then there's going to be big stories, and then nothing. Okay. And so find our synchronicity. in the dance of what's happening more than the synchronicity working with us.
Well, maybe in those periods of nothing, it'll be dry enough that it'd be easier to blow. But, you know, I guess I may be
blowing in the rain. I
won't be singing in the rain or dancing in the rain, but I might be blowing in the rain. So
exactly. And, and this is the time where, you know, I'm really struggling with that 1 or 2 percent of me that's struggling with this change. And that's that part of us that is really, it's time for us to really set into our understandings that change is happening and we cannot do there's this part of us that we're going to have to integrate all parts of us into change, that things cannot always be the way that they've been. And this is that practice of these little things that trigger us that say, well, I used to. Well, look into what those I used to's represent. You know, because we're not in perfectionism anymore. It's going to be what it's going to be. You know, so well, just an idea for you. I mean,
anyway,
I got that out of the way.
I think that after I've looked at the radar, by the time we're done with the show and I could go out and blow, it's going to be really rainy right around here. At least that's according to the radar. So it'll have to wait a little bit. And it certainly looks like that those clouds are moving north.
They are. That's the direction they're headed. I'm just looking at them and seeing them going full steam ahead up towards Martha. So it's going your way there.
They're on their way. And of course, that also means they're on their way to Natasha.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's get back to where we started here. And that would be where we're really getting real close to Natasha. We are close to Natasha, but we're getting close to Thanksgiving as well. And Nathan, you dropped a little one. We let everybody know that you'd pretty much moved everything in, the big stuff, you know, and all your furniture, it was in and set and all of that. You said you had you had to stock the pantry and do little things and, you know, all that sort of stuff. Did you get all that stuff done this week? Where are you with all of this?
I had a really successful, I'll call it the Costco run, to stock up the place, you know, buying a lot of bulk items like pasta or other raw meats and stuff like that, just to stock up the refrigerators and the pantries. And that way I can get ready to start cooking with foods once I'm living there. And also while I was there, I was in round looking for a bench to sit on as you're entering so you could take off your shoes. Found the perfect bench there, which was pretty awesome. And also went to the other big box stores.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if you got the same one I got.
Is it kind of like a fabric bench? Different one. Storage
mine's a metal
chest.
One.
Okay, yeah, mine's a
metal one
fabric.
Too low, but I did get it at Costco. I think I don't remember where I got it. Oh well. So did I hear you? It sounded like you've gotten all the stuff in, but you haven't quite yet made the move to be staying there, or moved in to stay there yet?
No, because like I said, I just had to stock the pantry, so I did that, and I got the internet set up just the other day. So you know, that's the big thing, having the internet. So tomorrow or Tuesday, I'll be just grabbing everything and starting to reside there.
All right.
That's a big step.
Now, then you said, because let's see, we've got Thanksgiving is kind of late this year.
It is on the late side. It's on the 28th.
It's the last week of the month. And usually, isn't it like the third week of the month or something? Anyway, it seems like it's a little late.
The first of the month was on a Friday, that caused it to be really late.
So this is
about as late as possible as we can get during the month of November for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, so a little less than 2 weeks away, and you're just thinking about starting to officially move in and start living in your new condo this week. But did you say that you're thinking about doing a Thanksgiving gathering at your new place this soon?
I mean, it's going to be a big step because I've never hosted a Thanksgiving before and nonetheless never cooked a turkey.
Well, I was just going to say, you do know that hosting Thanksgiving, if you are at all traditional, means you got to roast a turkey or a ham or something. I mean, to me, Thanksgiving's not Thanksgiving without turkey. But
I do have a nice oven. I do have the capabilities to cook it, but I don't necessarily have the experience.
Is there a hidden chef inside Nathan that we don't know about? Are you a cook? Do you like to cook? I mean, some men do. I mean, a lot of men do.
I like to experiment with pastas and scrambles and like fried rice dishes or stir fry type things. You know, we can grab a bunch of things and throw them in.
That doesn't work for Thanksgiving.
I could make a turkey pasta.
Well, now, where do you traditionally do Thanksgiving with your folks? At their house,
yes.
I would assume?
Normally.
Does your mom do a thing, a turkey and all of that?
We do. We prefer to go with the smoking route of the turkey, so we'll put it in a smoker,
okay.
And it turns out really good, actually. And in fact, ever since we started doing that, we never go back and as far as when we're hosting the Thanksgiving. So, I mean, we'll go to some family members in the area for Thanksgiving, too, or some family friends. But whenever we're hosting it, we like to smoke the turkey.
Oh, okay. Well, my family, I go to my brothers and sister-in-laws in the area, and that's. But they, my sister-in-law is a phenomenal cook.
Mm.
But years ago, they started experimenting with brining the turkey.
Brining.
Yeah, that you like soak them in salt or something, you know. Or anyway, I don't know how to do it because I'm not a cook and I don't do this. But man, they got real good at that, so they do that every year, and oh, it makes a huge difference with the flavor and the turkey. So anyway, that's how my family does it. But you know, so you've got your tradition. Anyway, I guess what I was leading up to is that this decades and decades ago, when we still had Thanksgiving at my parents' home, you know, they were still alive, and you know, and we would all gather there. And when I was even younger than you, Nathan, we actually had a friend that was in the hospital, had been in a car accident and was in a full body cast. And was in the hospital for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. She was a dear friend and I visited all the time. And at any rate, we did, because she couldn't, you know, leave or anything. She's in a full body cast. We moved our whole Thanksgiving dinner to her hospital room. You know, they set up a big table for us. And so, you know, we cooked all the stuff. Mom, we took the turkey and everything. So I'm officially letting you know, Nathan, that, you know, your mom could do all the Thanksgiving stuff and then you could bring it down to your house. And because we've done it before. I've done a mobile Thanksgiving where we did the meal at one home, but then took it to the hospital and had the feast at the hospital. So it's possible.
Or I could just have her come over early and teach me how to do it. So that way.
But smoking a turkey, doesn't that take a long time?
It does, but I don't have to smoke the turkey. I mean, we could just go the traditional route and, you know, put it in the oven for how many hours it takes.
Well, yeah, it does take a lot of hours. You got to get it ready, day before and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Get up really early. And anyway, well, that'll be fun. Well, we'll look forward to a report, see if you get brave enough to do Thanksgiving or not.
And you know how to mash potatoes.
I could tell you a nice story about mashed potatoes.
Okay.
Well, you never know. If nobody's got any questions for us today, we might need a mashed potato story. You never know. But let's see. I'm looking at the clock, and we haven't officially started the show yet, but it's timed for that. We should be taking care of our advertisers for the first time. So how about if we do that, and then we'll come back and officially start the show with our prayers and affirmations, and then we can have phone lines open if anybody calls, and we'll just catch up with everything else on my list here. And I got a list. Ooh, and I have some good news if you want to adopt a dog. I got some good news. I'll tell you about that after we officially start the show. And we will check in with Natasha about astrologically what's going on and stuff. I think, aren't we having
It's
like a super moon, just a big full moon I saw and all. Anyway, let's go ahead and take care of our advertisers. We'll come back and officially start the show. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
There's a reason they invented the internet. It's called 1150kknw.com.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. Let's see, and we did hear from our wonderful Linda Rasmussen. She is the best practitioner in energy codes gal, and you know, she and her brother Dr. Nils Rasmussen are here the second Sunday of every month because they were here last month, and we usually do an encore of their healing show, and on the last Sunday of the month, that'll be next week, and we of course will do that. But Linda is available to work with you in her office. She works out of the Intraspace facility, which is in the old Rainier Brewery. She also can work with you remotely, like she does on the radio. And she continues to offer a free introductory session to any of you that call or text her at the number I'm going to give you. And you just need to be a new client to her. However, if she's worked with you on the radio, that doesn't count. So even if you've called in and had a session with Linda on the air, you can still have a free session with her in person or remotely. So you can check her out. Website is verticalenergyworldwide.com, verticalenergyworldwide.com. And you can call or text her for a free session at 206 206- 206-841-1992. If you do something wonderful for human animals or the planet we live on, we'd love you to come join our Animal World family of advertisers. And if you're interested, shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Speaking of that, Nathan, before I talk about Whispering Dragon, if you could check our Animal World email, John Frink sent us an email, and I opened it last night when I found it, but the links didn't work for me. So I want you to, just when you have a moment, if you could check that email from John and see if those links work for you, because I couldn't tell what it was all about. Anyway, never mind, back. And we also heard from our premier sound healer of the specific Northwest. How about that? Anyway, Jude Ponton at Whispering Dragon Center is now in her home in Shoreline, so it's easy access, lots of parking, and gosh, it is such a treat to be in her healing room with all the gongs and the chimes, and gosh, the Accutonics is so much more powerful than and specific than acupuncture. But she can do needles if you need that, but the Accutonics is phenomenal. I think I just love it much more than the needles. The forks are amazing. And she can work with you in person or remotely. And all you got to do is give her a call, or you can check her out whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook. And you can just give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. All righty then. Let's us get back to... It is the third Sunday of the month, and Natasha Venter is here. We'll have open phone lines soon. Got a lot of stuff to chat about in between. But first, we have to officially start the show. And if you haven't been around for that, I do that by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many years. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday and I can, we start with a couple of little Saint Francis prayers. One for our animal friends, one for us human animals. And then we have a whole pile of affirmations that are powerfully life transforming. So we share those with you as well to get us all spiritualized up for the day and the week. All righty. And just so you know, participating with me in this part of the show is optional. You can say the prayers and the affirmations along with me, or you can opt out. Not like getting on the love train and sending love all around the world and dancing at the top of the hours. Dancing's required, but here you can opt out. All righty. So I'm starting with the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Here we go. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. Now, for us human animals, it's the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace. Amen. All righty. Now we get to our affirmations, and all of these have been contributed by some member of our Animal World family. The first one comes from me and was a spiritual assignment from Ananda, oh gosh, years ago. And the challenge was say this affirmation, three times, once a day for a week. See what happens. Changed my life, so I share it with you. It is quite powerful. Here we go, three times. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All right, the second one comes from Linda Rasmussen and actually came to us here on the show when she, if you're familiar with Linda's work and when she works with one of you on the air, she always gives you an affirmation to keep the energy flowing. And that's where this affirmation came from. Many of you picked it up, start doing it. Stacy was one of them, and I started getting these calls. Wow, this is really powerful. It's changing my life. So I started using it, changed mine. So I continue it, and we share it with you. So here we go three times. And when I say abundant, when you're doing this yourself, when you're saying that, you imagine in your mind what type of abundance you need in your life right now. So here we go. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. All righty. Now, this next one comes from my spiritual family, Ananda again, but from the Italian division. Was written by one of the members in Italy. And this is the one I use for me and my animal friends to try to keep us in the right frame of mind when we're out in the world. So here we go. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. All righty, then this next one comes from Natasha Venter. And this is the one I use this one for me and my animal friends as well to try to keep us in balance and aligning with the energies that are. And I don't know about you guys, but man, that's a tough one these days. There's so much going on. But hopefully Natasha can help us understand some of the influences as the show progresses. But here is the affirmation that kind of keeps us in tune. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. Alrighty, and then we conclude on the pile of affirmations with the Ananda Warriors of Light affirmation. And boy, you know, we sure need this all around the country, all around the world. As you're saying it, imagine that love you're sending everywhere. Here we go three times. God's light is within me and around me. With a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me. With a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Alrighty then, we are all good there. And to conclude this whole ritual, Dr. Nell's contribution in his favorite part, cross your hands over your heart on your chest with me and repeat, I trust, I trust, I trust. Whoa, okay. We are all spiritualized up. And golly, I had something popped into my mind that I wanted to go to right away, but it came in during the prayers and affirmations, and now I forgot. So I see Nathan is indicating that perhaps we have a caller already.
We do. We have a follow-up from last week, Carrie in Bothell. Last week she called about a very small puppy she had and not getting along with his sister.
Okay, thank you, Carrie. She reminded me as I was going to follow up. Because Stacy isn't here today, because we're zooming in. So Stacy's not here, but she had a follow-up report about the treatment that she and her Frenchies received last week with Nels and Linda. So I, of course, will save that now because, phone calls take priority. But that's what I spaced because I was going to go to the follow-up right away. But how about we follow up? We're with Carrie. Where's Carrie?
Carrie is calling us from Bothell and has a... the little tiny puppy that's not getting along with its sister. So let's welcome her back to the show. And you are now on Animal World with us, Carrie.
Hey, Carrie, welcome back.
Hi, I'm delighted to be here. I just want to give a quick little clarification. This little puppy weighed only 1 pound, 2 ounces, and he is 13 weeks old. And
it okay, now let's remind everybody, including me, of the details of all of this.
That's right.
So what have you got?
So a little puppy that weighed last week 1 pound, 2 ounces. He's a teacup poodle puppy, and he has a big sister who weighs 3 pounds. So that's
right.
A big difference in their size. And Nils and I had identified that he was just failing to thrive. He just was not kicking into gear to live.
And seems to me, in my background, of veterinary medicine here and there, when you mention that failure to thrive, I think that is a thing. So, Natasha's nodding her head. And what is this pup's name, Carrie?
Well, last year I called him like a little midget, so I changed his name to Magi, so that
Magi.
He'd have the magic to thrive. And
all right. So then you called in last week, and Dr. Nels tuned in, and Linda, did a session with you too. So tell us, did you notice any difference?
He had now weighs 1.5 ounces, which is a big difference from 1.25 in a week. He was not going, he just was not thriving that way. So that's a very big difference, and it's a wonderful improvement.
Great. That's great. That's wonderful to know. It did make an immediate difference.
Difference.
So I'm wondering, do we know yet I don't know if you've worked with Nels off the air related to this, and if we think that regular treatment's going to be necessary or once a month on the radio is going to be enough. What do you think?
I did not work with Nels off the air on this one. So
okay.
This is all from that one on the air treatment. I am
really
impressed. That was just
all right.
Great.
Now, is there anything specific you'd like to know from Natasha?
I don't know if there is. For myself as a person, I do have a chronic cough, and I was wondering if she had any insights on that.
All right. Well, we can look at that. So whatever Natasha feels coming up, but I'm wondering about our little Magi puppy. And
yes.
what's his sister's name?
His sister's name is Allie. And
Sister Allie and then brother Magi. And Magi is the one that's had the failure to thrive stuff, but seems to have, it sounds like, turned page and doing
exactly.
since Nels worked on him. What do you see for Magi, Natasha, now and moving forward?
Well, what I'm doing is I'm going back into the womb and seeing what happened in the womb for him.
Yeah. Okay.
And what I was getting is that he kind of was shoved off into the corner in the womb.
Oh.
And so he's been struggling since conception, basically, to have space to thrive. Does he like to be confined?
No. He wants to run around. He wants to be a full puppy. I mean,
Yeah, so he doesn't... So, in other words, like, he's been shoved into small places, so it's like I wouldn't call it claustrophobic, but he has that tendency, I would assume, that he wouldn't want to be in tight corners because he's been in tight corners. It's like, I want to be free. I want to go. I want to do. So as we were talking.
That would be interesting, Natasha, explaining, because with most dogs, you know, that's why we use crates when we're raising puppies, you know, because they're den animals and they like to den up and so forth. But every once in a while, you run into one that doesn't like to den up and they actually can be claustrophobic. Now, I don't think we've ever done any studies at looking at having someone like Natasha to look at it, but that could be an explanation why that happens, that in the womb, he was cramped in the corner and it was unpleasant. So he gets born with a not wanting to, you know, be confined. That's really interesting. So
yeah, and his birth process wasn't the easiest. Him getting into the canal, him getting into, you know, he just wasn't he wasn't considered part of the group in the womb, I'm gonna call it. And so what I was doing while he was, I'm giving that language. So now I want to give the image of him having space, him being part of the team, him being the same size as everybody else, him being, very much, validated and honored and have that whole energy from conception through to birth. And as he pops out, that he is popping out with vitality, and energy, so that I can piggyback on what the work that Nels did and
Linda
did.
I'm wondering, Natasha, too, when he had that experience in the womb, you know, it was, and, you know, cut off and kind of in the corner and all of that. Could that have, you know, how Dr. Nels talks about the nervous system being stuck and the fight flight?
Yes.
Could that have upset his, could his immune system have been stuck in the womb? And
yes.
Then Dr. Nels doing a tune, you know, working on him last week, that would free up the nervous system.
Exactly. Because a lot of people, when they're in the womb and things aren't as comfortable, they don't come all the way into the body with their spirit. It takes a little while for the spirit to align with the body. And that's where you find a lot of two-leggers. You know, the kids, you know, they
humans
have that thrive to survive because the soul and the body have not totally sealed in together. And yes, I know that the soul, you know, with little ones go in and out, but there's a connection that thread that weaves in to a body when the soul decides to be with a body. And a lot of times that thread isn't tied in as cleanly and as tightly with some beings as with others.
Okay, so where's Magi with that? Is he fully in his body?
He's getting
yet,
Nels last week really got him in. But what I did was went into that other part of that.
So you're
story.
Doing some work on that too.
Yeah, I did some work on that. So I'm hoping that him coming in and feeling validated, that he's not biting to survive. He's not in that. I'm just as important as you are, you know, that, you know, the little man syndrome, you know, type of thing, you know, and so I'm bringing up that, you know, that, so with the language that you can use around him is that, remember, you've always been important. You've always been validated. You have been validated. You are validated and you always will be validated. It's that past, present and future scenario, so that he knows that no matter what, and then whenever you're thinking about him, think about him being space in the womb and him having him coming out with you know, like validation and you know, that spike, that spice for life. You know,
I'm wondering, you know what just popped in, Natasha? I often refer to Jackson Galaxy, who's the cat behavior therapist on Animal Planet, and he sells stuff on his website, jacksongalaxy.com. And flower essences can often be helpful in, you know, for behavior and situations with humans and animals. And he sells a line of flower
rescue
essences.
Rescue Remedy. It's Remedy.
All right. Well, but he's got one that's self-esteem. That's the one that popped in. So does Rescue Remedy feels better for you for
that
Magi?
Rescue Remedy right now.
Carrie, are you familiar with Bach flower essences and Rescue Remedy?
Yep. And I have that on hand.
Natasha, how would you have her use it?
How do you want me to receive this for him?
that, it can go in water, it can go in food, it can go on their body.
Yeah, that's what I was looking at was in the water, because it won't hurt her either. It won't hurt her either. Oh, okay. And so, because she cares about her little brother. She cares. And she's like questioning, why are you, you know, it's like, so.
Why
so
are you weird?
Yeah, so it would help both of them out. And it wouldn't be something that I would do, like, you know, you don't want to wear it out. So, like, I would, you know, if you freshen up their water in the morning or at night, you know, I would put it in like once, but not in the second time, okay. You know, so that you're not, so it's not so the body knows how to integrate it in to yeah. where, you know, if it's always integrating it in, then it's not doing its like, oh, the rescue remedies, oh, I'm here to help, you know, type yeah. of thing. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Makes very good sense.
Okay.
Kind of wear out. Right. It doesn't wear out. It's welcome.
No. One exactly. more question. And what I'm thinking about doing, you guys, and just so Nathan isn't panicking, the thing about it is, we kind of finish up with Magi and what's going on there. And then if Carrie can hold on, we take a break and take care of advertisers and then come back and do the cough thing and
yeah.
stuff for Carrie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So with Magi, obviously Dr. Nell's work helped a lot. And probably helped, you know, unstick that nervous system, and he's already gaining weight and doing better. We can add that little rescue remedy, and of course we've got the work that Natasha's doing to kind of help him stabilize and so forth.
And the mantra, "I'm safe, I'm safe, I'm safe," would be good to use in the house.
Oh, okay, good.
You know what
so
I mean? It's like
that would Carrie would say that a lot.
Yeah, exactly. We're safe.
I am safe, or you are safe.
Yeah, and when you're petting him, I'm safe.
Did you hear
I'm
that? Should she say "I am safe" or "you are safe"? Meaning, him.
You can do either one. Whatever feels
okay.
right.
Okay. Because, you know, I mean, when Linda gives us words, Natasha, she says they're really important and you have to use the exact order of the words she gives us. That's why I'm asking you.
Yeah, no, because it's the basic overall, you know, when somebody is in just that angst moment, sometimes just saying, "We are safe,"
okay.
or "You are safe," or "I am safe to hold you." You know, it's like, so go with whatever is that you're very intuitive about things, my dear. So trust that part of you that knows how to negotiate this dance with him. Because there's going to be times where it's about "we are safe," because you're feeling angst about holding him and he's not quite on the side of life, right? And then there's going to be times where he's not feeling safe because he's you know, edgy with his sister, he's edgy with life, you know, so then, and then there's that part of it that "I'm safe holding you," you know, I don't, you know, because sometimes we feel like somebody's not going to thrive to survive, and I want to be safe when I'm holding you, knowing that I'm full love and filling you up with wanting to be here. Does that make sense? So there's like,
absolutely.
There's these
absolutely.
Three different ways of negotiating it. And it's a scenario that's in front of you, can sit with it, but don't worry about being wrong or right, because we, and you, yes, it all is important, but it's all saying the same thing in the moment where you are negotiating this moment with him and her and you.
Okay. I need to interrupt because we do have to take care of advertisers. Now, I want Natasha and Carrie, help me remember, when we come back from advertisers, I've got one more question to ask about Magi. And then we
okay.
can do Carrie's stuff, Natasha. Mm-hmm. So everybody stay right where you are. More with Carrie and the Teacup Poodle Puppies. Straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, I'm Brenda Michaels.
And I'm Rob Spears.
Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference, is now making a difference on Mondays at 3 p.m. and Saturdays at 7:30 a.m. on 880 a.m. Kixie. We invite you to join us so you can make a difference too.
And don't forget to tune into our Conscious Minutes here on KKNW and Fridays during the John Tesh Show, where you'll catch us following his show every Monday on 880 a.m. Kixie.
Make us part of your daily routine. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here at Alternative Talk, a.m. 1150. We heard from our wonderful New Pro Supplements, N-U-P, as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. And I always say the best cat vitamins on the planet, and they come New Pro Nuggets, and kitties just love them. Well, you know, Eileen, Help Animals India, she sent me an email this week. Her cat loves them so much that that little guy, he got up on the counter and went after the Nupro Nuggets jar, and she hadn't put the lid on tight, and he knocked it off, and Nupro Nuggets everywhere, all over, and he ate over half of the whole jar. So they're really, really good. So you can check out the dog, cat, and ferret supplements on newprosupplements.com. If you can't find them at the pet store, you can get them all on Amazon. And, of course, we did hear from Dr. Nels Rasmussen, who we've been talking about, who worked on Carrie's puppy last week. And you can check him out at healingministryforanimals.com. That's where you can join the private membership group to be able to take the free classes he's doing now. And at any rate, I've got an update for him. So get your pens and paper. Hey, grab it quick. I got a new phone number for you. He just let me know he hadn't done this in 20 years, but darn, he changed his phone number. So I can no longer use the automatic pilot of his phone number in my mind to give to you. So he told me I could give you his new phone number in case you can't get him through the computer or you have to reach him right away. So write down this. This is Dr. Nels' new number. Dr. Nels Rasmussen, and the new phone number is 208-451-6003. 208-451-6003. And I'll give it, I'll give it to you more times today during the show. All righty. So that catches us up. And Natasha, we're talking to Carrie and about her teacup poodle puppy, Magi, and who had that failing failure to thrive syndrome as a puppy. Natasha, you did a great job of explaining what happened in the womb and all of that, and what's going on. And it sounds like he had such a great response to Dr. Nell's treatment. I'm wondering.
So he's done being the one that's thriving to survive. You know, he's done with that
he's
story.
He's done being that one. Okay.
Yeah. So now he's the puppy who's regaining his strength. He's a puppy who's
excellent.
Living his life. He's a puppy who's decided to live. You know, change the language up, and that will help change up that ending little energy field that's
a good one, Carrie, because you know I'm always saying how powerful we are with our minds. Thought directs energy. Energy follows thought. Thought magnifies and intensifies energy. So we can mess things up by what we do in our minds. An example of this, which I think, Natasha, this is what you're talking about. A lot of people, you know, rescue a dog, you know, and adopt them. And then there's a bad history of, you know, they've been neglected and abused. So the new owner adopts them, but in their mind, they've labeled them as a victim. So that victim energy stays with them. So what I'm constantly telling people is, you know, yeah, there's a bad story there. But once you decided to adopt this whatever, dog or cat, whatever, they fell into a big pan of doggy fudge or kitty fudge because they're no longer a victim. They're now a lucky dog. So you got to shift your thinking. So you're saying that Magi's done with the failure to thrive. So we need Carrie to let go of that in your mind. You don't want to be thinking of him in that way. You want to see him as thriving and gaining weight and feeling more confident and part of all of that. Is that what you're talking about, Natasha?
Yeah, exactly. And there is that dance between what reality is and what we're thinking. And so, but how do we weave through this, you know, understanding that if he decides, I'm done with this world, I did what I was supposed to do when I came in and I'm done, you know, that it's not necessarily the thrive to survive anymore. It's just he's making a choice, you know, that, you know, so for it's that changing the language for what is really happening instead of what has happened. Does that make sense?
Do you think he needs more ongoing treatments with Nils in a private basis?
It wouldn't hurt.
Well, but but what I'm wondering is, since he's doing so well, could she just call in once a month for a tune-up and that would be sufficient? Or do you think she's going to need to do more work with him privately? Or can you tell that at this point?
That's a personal choice.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a personal choice. I can't do that personal choice thing.
Okay. We don't have a lot of time. We only got like a minute or two, so we could start to address what's going on with Carrie and that cough business she talked about. Or we can, you know, do what we do and continue on in the next hour if Carrie can wait. But I forget. You said something about a chronic something, I think you wanted to know.
A chronic cough. Yeah.
A chronic cough.
Do you mind waiting?
I don't mind. I can wait.
Okay, I would appreciate it because this is I can't do it in a minute.
Okay. All right. Well, then, but we can still have a minute. So since we'll Carrie is going to hang on and love train with us over the top of the hour, and then we'll start the second hour with Carrie again and we'll address her personal issues. But so with Magi and Allie, sounds like he's did really well and is making the transition forward. Do you see any issues between Magi and Allie and all of that? Is their relationship going to remain
stable?
Once he gets
into his story that he's just as validating and as important as her, and he's not the little guy and she's not the big girl, you know, they'll find their rhythm. But the thing is, though, it's like setting up boundaries, like with kids, you know, when he's a little snarly, no, that's not acceptable. You know, it's that he's
they have some learning and growing to do in their relationship, but you see it working out. And
but it's about healthy boundaries, you know, that you know what you're doing. I don't care if you're not feeling good, but you need to be responsible for how you're acting, little boy. You know, it's that fine line with respect and honor and tough love. You know, remember there's tough love in this story.
Well, yeah. Well, and if you got teacup poodles, they need that anyway.
They can be.
Well, you know, those little tiny dogs, their biggest problem, they're too darn cute, you know, but they're still in dog suits and we need to be leaders and we need to control and direct and have boundaries and all of that. But they're so darn cute and little, we just spoil them ass rotten and then they're, you know, little monsters. So they need good leadership and direction. All righty. So how about Carrie, you're good to hold with us over the top of the hour, right?
I will hold with you over the top of the hour.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. And remember, dancing is required. So Carrie will love train with us, and then we will pick Carrie and the teacup poodles up on the other side and start the hour, and then Natasha can do a personal reading for Carrie. And by the way, if you would like have a reading with Natasha, if you've got questions for either one of us, you're welcome to give us a call and get in line. We'll go back to all the things on my list, hit and miss as we have calls, but local number 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. And you can always shoot us an email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty. So it is time to fire up the love train. And this is part of the show where we get up, get our juices flowing, a little bit of exercise for the morning. And as we're on the love train, we're sending love all over the country, all over the world. We need it everywhere in all the hot spots, but especially around our country right now. So as you're doing the love train, just imagine sending that love everywhere it's needed. And I always energize up our love train with our yogi energization prayer. So here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth of body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.